This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Back on your radio. Todd, the radio got Mitchell riding shotgun here on a Friday edition of the program. Who do you want us to interview? Who would you like us to interview? Who do you want on this program? Give us a challenge. Fun suggestions. Henry Kissinger is probably top of the list now for the toughie so far. Another said Gene in Valley City. Calls in from time to time on the program. Put him on the hot seat. Like that. Welcome, others. Who do you want? Text during the break, Sarah Palin. Had Sarah Palin on before. We could have her back on. Sarah Palin's one of those kind of people that just doesn't mince words. Whatever you ask her, you're going to get the answer. Isn't always the case. So that's a good suggestion. Get somebody who actually answers the questions. Right? Another hour of the program brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. I love that 4-for-4 special. It is the best. That's right. You got a hot stuff personal pan pizza. You got two of the best cookies on planet Earth. They must have the best cookie recipes under lock and key over there at PetroServe USA, because you go anywhere else and the cookies don't compare to what you get at PetroServe USA. Oh, my gosh, are they good. So you get the pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day. It's 4-for-4 special. It's a really good deal at PetroServe USA. Customer-owned by people just like you. Just like you. We love them because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA give you lots of choice right there at the pump. Toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Way behind on text, so I better get to a few here. And then we'll get to your calls, too. Are you kidding me Friday? So have you got an are you kidding me contribution? What has you saying are you kidding me today? I've not heard anybody not happy with President Donald Trump's rhetoric on North Korea. How can that be? Washington, D.C. is in freakout mode.
Oh, it's so bad. It's awful. It's terrible. Oh.
Do you have a problem with how Donald Trump communicates? Let's use North Korea as an example. Fire and fury. Power. By the way, today he's added a Twitter comment that our military assets are locked and loaded should North Korea decide not to comply. Why do I so appreciate that level of candor in dealing with a problem we've dealt with for so long? He's tired of us, the American people, being kicked in the teeth again and again. And so he's just saying it like it needs to be said. I like it. Okay, I promise the text. Here we go. One texter sent us a poster because they want us to tell you that Jamestown is hosting the All Fallen Heroes Memorial Reunion and Honor Ride. You bet we'll tell folks about that, by golly. It's next Friday and Saturday in Jamestown. Friday, the Fallen Heroes Memorial Steak Fry. Saturday, the program and Honor Ride. Public event. All families are welcome. NDPG, that's North Dakota Patriot Guard, ndpg.org. to find out more information. Thank you for hosting that. Fabulous. Glad you are doing it. Another texture. Who gave the little spoiled North Korean brat uranium? We need to know.
It's Bill Clinton.
They're going to use it.
Spoiled for their brat.
They got electricity. They said for their energy needs down there. They won't use it for anything bad. No. They told me. Regimes never lie.
Right.
Now you know. I'll let you know. First, when the B-52s fly out of here and are headed to Guam, you can tell and tell when they light up those awesome beasts.
Yeah.
And we understand that, obviously, they'll be playing a role. And you don't think the missiles have a picture of Kim Jong-un on them? I think so. Might be the spoiled brat they were referring to, Todd. I don't know. One more text. Hey, Scott, when you put two adversaries in a room and they both have the motto, when I get hit, I hit back twice as hard, what do you think the result will be? Well, if you look at, if you're talking about North Korea and us, I think you're fearing mutual destruction. I don't see that as a reality with North Korea. You look at their arsenal versus ours, it's David versus Goliath. I wish we had more missile defense, but if you remember the bedwetters, known as the liberals, did everything in their power to make sure we didn't have the missile defense assets that could take on this stuff. Unbelievable. And what we did get through in Reagan administration was undone in later administrations. It's the bedwetters. Bedwetters thinking grab hands and sing kumbaya. Where does that get us? Mike, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir, loud and clear.
Yeah, I want to make a comment on how Donald Trump is dealing and tweeting on the North Korea thing. It's kind of funny that the people in Washington, they're freaking out over, how he's dealing with it. Kind of reminds me of the Ronald Reagan thing. No, when Reagan was president, he felt safe to be an American, you know, like having a great vocal to charge it. And once again, I can feel the same thing with our president, Donald Trump.
I lost that last question, Mike. Mr. Trump, and then what did you say?
I said we could, the people of the United States of America really finally should feel safe by how their president, and is not going to sit back and, you know, go around the world and apologize for ourselves. We actually got somebody that's standing up for we get to be. And that's a very good thing. And I wish that our liberal president fully understood that, but,
yeah.
You know, they got their own agenda.
You're making some good points, but I'm having a heck of a time understanding you just don't have the best connection, and or your hands-free little gizmo there is something you bought at Pomida. I'm not sure which, but
Pomida?
Yeah. Remember Pomida stores?
Poor Pomida.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Who can forget, right?
Right. Yeah, they had, some good bargains, but you didn't always get the best quality.
Right, yeah. Not synonymous with high quality. You're right.
I'm sorry for all the Pomida fans out there that I've just offended. Remember growing up at Pomida, and, you know, you go buy a fan, and you come home, and it worked for a half a day, and then it broke down. Mike, some good thoughts, though. I appreciate your call. Just suggest you don't shop at Pomida anymore. 800, at least for hands-free devices, 800-228-0550. Are you kidding me? What where did that go? 701-258-0550. More guest suggestions coming in. Who do you want us to interview? Donald Rumsfeld, says a texter. I haven't heard his opinion on North Korea. John Bolton has a lot of ideas. John Bolton's a fairly regular guest. We could ask John to come on again. Reb, let's put that one on the hopper. And I will go to work on Rummy. I have had the great pleasure of interviewing Don Rumsfeld probably better than a half a dozen times. Several as the Secretary of Defense and a couple since. Actually did an interview in his office one time in Washington, D.C. when his book came out. I am a big Donald Rumsfeld fan. I really am. He contributed a lot over the years. So I'll add Rumsfeld to the list. Thank you for that. Ben Shapiro says another. Who's this Robert Kiyosaki? God, I don't know who that is. You know who that is? Robert Kiyosaki?
I have to admit I don't.
K-I-O-S-A-K-I comes in from a texter. Can't help you there. I don't know. Mike is on the road and back here. I got a half a minute, Mike. If you got a little improvement on the sound, maybe you can give me your final thoughts.
Am I on?
Yes, much better. Go ahead quickly.
Okay. Yesterday I had on favorite TV shows. One of them stated was MASH. Now, this Korean thing goes clear back to 1950s. Another Democrat, Truman, probably should let MacArthur do what he wanted to do.
Isn't that something? Yeah. What I get upset with when these conflicts come up is there's no context. There's no history. There's no how many times have we, you know, appeased them and they told us it'd be fine and now we're right back here. It's just like, oh, you know, Donald Trump's saying bad things.
How many men and women gave their lives back in the 50s? Now here it's how many years later? And we could be in the same boat.
Very good point, Mike. Glad you called back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
On your mind for guests that we'd like to see on your program or here. Here's my list. Top three: Lou Dobbs, Maria Bartiromo, Greg Jarrett. Also, I would say Bill Mitchell, Chuck Woolery, and Eric Young. They're a team. Also, James Woods, Gorka, Bill O'Reilly, and Glenn Beck. Okay, that's my list.
Well, why not shoot for the stars there, huh?
Yeah, there's some good ones there. Yeah, for sure. Chuck Woolery, I've interviewed before. He does some interesting things now. And is in the political world, but doing it creatively. It's kind of fun. So he'd be fun to have back for sure. Bill O'Reilly, I don't know that Bill's doing a lot of interviews. I guess he's done a couple with Glenn Beck, but he'd be a fun one to try for. So I like it. I like a few of these people we haven't heard of, like this Robert Kiyosaki. We did a little work, did a little research on him. He is a CNBC regular contributor on free markets, so that'll be kind of fun to chat with him. Yesterday I was down in Sioux Falls. A friend of mine, Jim Roars, invited me to partake in an event where a contingent from the Newman Center at NDSU, Father Cheney, took a group of folks down there, business leaders down there. David Meyer from, I shouldn't start mentioning names, but David Meyer from Titan Machinery, and Nathan from Smiling Moose Deli. Ooh, I love Smiling Moose Deli. Very good stuff. And as I say, I shouldn't. York Dukart from Sundog. Nice group, trust me. But anyway, so a group of business leaders went down there, and they had a faith and business conference. And the topic was profit and stewardship. And I love this because, you know, a group of people just get you to think, right? They had the great speaker, Michael Miller, from the Acton Institute. Acton Institute is just fabulous. They crank out some really good work out of there. And Frank Hanna as well. And, you know, one of the topics that I love hearing about was the poor and how the poor are dealt with around the country and how so often, you know, money is thrown at it rather than at brain power and entrepreneurship and ways to tackle the problem first. So it's a fascinating conversation. So the caller there reminded me of that little event yesterday. So that's why I was gone. But anyway, I'm back, and I'm glad to be back. Okay, calls, texts, emails, we want to get to all of you. A couple of questions on the floor. What's your are you kidding me moment? Who would you like us to interview? Challenge us. We're assembling a list here of folks you want us to interview. But anything in the news you want to chat about? Andy Peterson will join us from the North Dakota Chamber coming up here in just a little bit. And Andy is president and CEO of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. They are holding a policy summit next week, Thursday, Bismarck, Ramcota Hotel. They're always good. You know, they're really a same kind of deal. Sink your teeth into big topics and explore from a lot of different angles and weigh in. They're very interesting. So a number of them that I've been to before, I've enjoyed. So looking forward to it. We'll talk to Andy about that one coming up. All right, let's go back to the calls here. Sherry is on the road, and we're glad you're listening, Sherry. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think another person that you could interview is Oliver North. He'd be very interesting to talk to.
Love Ollie North. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, for the You Gotta Be Kidding Me, we're all getting a little tired of the Russia thing and stuff. You know what? When Obama got into his first term, he had the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood to the White House for Thanksgiving meal. Not one thing was said about that then, and nothing's been brought up about him meeting with them.
Yeah, and Hillary's had, you know, obviously some connections to individuals with connections to the Muslim Brotherhood as well.
Yeah.
I just see
well,
a
and you get those leaders, it wasn't just them. They bring all their security guys, too. So, you know, nothing was said about that, and they were on our turf.
Interesting point, Sherry. Appreciate the call.
Thanks
a bunch. Welcome others. 258-0550. Gary Sturgis, South Dakota.
How are you?
Has Sturgis come back to normal now after the big weekend?
Oh, no, it's still a little wild and crazy down here.
Is it?
Yeah. I was going to mention John McCain you might want to have on the air, or Mike Brown, or John Thune, the two U.S. senators down here in South Dakota. I was going to mention to you that
John Thune, by the way, is a friend. Known him over the years, back to his time in the House, and he is always great about coming on whenever we ask. I have not asked John Rounds. I forgot about Mike Rounds, rather. I said John.
Former governor.
Yeah, we interviewed him while he was in that race, but we haven't since. Does he do a lot of media? Do you hear him a lot?
Well, I hear him back here, and all you got to do is call the office.
Yeah, we'll give him a call.
In Washington, D.C., 202-224-5842.
You got that down. Yeah. John McCain has not been a guest for a while. I've interviewed him many, many times. He was in North Dakota, Minnesota, Big Tim Pawlenty fan. I remember when he was running for president, he was here, and he was stumping for Pawlenty, and he was in North Dakota for a couple of things. I remember picking him up at the airport one time for something, interviewing him for an event, and I also interviewed him in New Hampshire one time on one of those famous buses going from one rally to another during one of the presidential runs. So he's been fairly regular, but I would imagine he's more concerned about health, and well-being right now than he is doing interviews, but we'll try. We'll add it to the list. We want to be challenged, for sure. Appreciate the call, Gary. Thanks a bunch. We'll keep going. Chris in Fargo, any suggestions for us?
Yeah, Scott. There's a gal. She's not well-known, but she's excellent. Her name is Sally Pipes. She's the head of the Pacific Institute. She knows more about health care than I would say probably, she's in the top 1% in the country in terms of her knowledge of healthcare, and particularly market-based systems with positive incentives, because the one thing that I think we don't do well as conservative is to articulate the fact that you can imagine a health environment or landscape where reduced regulations and a better tax policy creates a growth where more people have more money and better jobs that they can, and along with market-based health programs, the things that they want, where they would get coverage because they could afford it and they'd want to buy it, not because they're forced into it and they have to take something that they don't want.
All interesting points. And I do get Sally Pipes' emails. You're right about her expertise, so she would be good. Given this current vacuum we find ourselves in, limbo, wondering what's going to happen with repeal and replace. I still think they're going to find a way to, find that vote in the Senate, get this to a conference committee, and go to work. I do. We'll have to see. Chris, thanks. Good suggestion. And we'll add it to the list. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Todd and I swear by it. We don't swear at it. We swear by it. We love it. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. So call and get the Scott Special, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. If oil was not flowing in that pipeline right now, what would it mean? Let's ask Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is one of those major infrastructure projects that is essential for the long-term health and development of a world-class resource like the Bakken. It's essentially the interstate highway system of oil. You have to have the ability to get your product to market. That pipeline was designed to completely wrap the entire Bakken and to get our oil to a better market at a better price, which is huge. I'm talking about the difference between $50 and $60 a barrel. As this all flushes out, we're going to see that is added substantially to the net back to the producer and all of the investors, but also to tax revenues of the state and tax revenues that goes back to the counties and back to water projects and back to education. Just $1 better price on the Bakken across state is around $100 million a year.
Important facts. Thank you, Ron Ness. Setting the record straight about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Another Radio History. Thanks for listening.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
On innovation, how about you? We all want it, right? We want amazing innovations because it drives progress for generations. That leads to jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Well, today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make all of that happen. And with the promise of new technologies emerging, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. That's the word from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. Andy Peterson coming up from the Greater North Dakota Chamber at the top of the hour, talking about their policy summit next Thursday. Around the corner. One more segment to find out what's on your mind. Find out what guests you'd like us to interview here on the program. Asking that question today and having lots of fun with your answers. They're all good. I like it. Justin in Beulah, what's on your mind? Are you there, Justin?
I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I got "Are You Kidding Me" moment. I might have mentioned this a couple years ago, but you can only find it online. We talk about Russia all the time. Well, why did Obama sell a piece of road, the size of Rhode Island, from Alaska to Russia? We will never find out.
You will never what?
We'll never find out.
We'll never find out, yeah.
Because it's probably in that server that they don't want to give up.
Yeah, how convenient. You have a guest idea, too, Justin, you want to get to us before you go? Oh, he's gone. He told Manny he had a guest suggestion. Sherry is on the road. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi, Scott. First of all, I'd like to say the person I'd love to hear you interview, number one, because I just love him to pieces on Fox News, is Colonel Oliver North. And one of the reasons I say that, number one, because I just love his perspective. But, you know, the first couple of times I heard you on the radio, I thought it was him. Your voices sound so much alike. And I think that will be a fun interview. The second thing is for Are You Kidding Me? Is John McCain. And I know someone called in and said you should interview him. But my first part was, you know, they made such a big deal about him flying in from Arizona after he had been diagnosed with a brain tumor. And they give him, you know, standing ovation on the floor of the Senate and all that. And then he turns around and betrays the president with his vote. And then a week or so later, someone had the nerve to write a column saying, well, maybe his vote was influenced by his brain tumor. So that's my Are You Kidding Me moment.
Yeah, I think it was Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin intimated that in an interview. I saw that, too, where they were trying to explain it. I don't know if that's the case, and now he is, thinking differently. Call another vote. I don't know. I don't know. It seemed like dangerous territory for Senator Johnson of Wisconsin to suggest? Because
John McCain.
John McCain
answer.
I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know what to make of that. But I will tell you this: John McCain has decided that his legacy is going to be against, you know,
Trump.
George W. Bush. Remember that he fought him tooth and nail on extreme measures related to prisoners and how you get information out of prisoners, right?
Yeah.
And same thing here. I think to me this was perfect John McCain. He can come in on with all the fury and all the pomp and circumstance. He's back and everything else, and here we go. Let's go. Oh, I'm going to go down.
Because he loves it when the liberals call him a maverick.
Yeah.
That's the really cool thing, is to be the maverick.
It's a lot more about John McCain. It's a lot more about John McCain than it is about the country.
At the risk of you know, saying anything about someone who's got a brain tumor, because it's an awful, awful thing. My husband's first response was, yeah, that big old brain tumor sitting on his shoulders. So, because he doesn't like John McCain at all. Referring to just his whole brain, his whole mind.
That's
an
ouch.
And the way he does things. That's an ouch.
Yeah. Well, I wish him well. I hope he recovers, but I do wish that he would,
He needs to decide if he's a Republican.
Whenever you're more concerned with yourself than you are with others in the country, you're getting into a little bit of dangerous territory.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good day.
You as well. Appreciate the call. All right. Let's get caught up on text here. I think it'd be great to have Chris Berg join you. Love his show also, but it's too short. Not really to interview. I think it'd be a fun show. All right. Chris comes on. We could do an actual, little Q&A with them of some sort. That's right. Chairman of the North Dakota Republicans, why don't we hear from them? Well, you're talking about Kelly Armstrong, and Kelly was just on not long ago talking about the new Heidi is hiding campaign, but we can have him on more. That's an easy one, I'm sure. Busy guy, but Kevin D. Wanner. Who's that, Todd?
I assume we're talking about the securities guy that was just in the news.
Securities guy. What did I miss?
The securities guy from Bismarck that was defrauding.
Oh. You know, I wasn't aware of that story, but I will tell you this. I've often thought it would be interesting, and most times the attorneys won't let it happen. You know, when you see people who have done things and maybe pled guilty or gone through the court system or whatever, anything. I would love to interview, you know, maybe even somebody like in jail already, right? And just say, like, what were you thinking? You know, how often was it some sort of addiction related, right? Or how often was it, because there are occasions when you read about stories that have happened, things that people have done to other people, where you just say, you know, why would you do that? What drove you to do that? And, you know, there's always a story behind that. It would be kind of interesting. As I say, many of them don't, but after conviction, what do you got to lose, right? In my mind,
true.
Redemption. Interview Todd. Give him a political monologue. I'm serious.
Whatever.
Political monologue.
Whatever.
You seem like you'd be bored doing a political monologue.
What can I say that 12 other people haven't already said? And 10 other people could say much better than me. Being one of those. Chris being one of those.
Can't even believe it. Kiyosaki is how you say that guy's name.
I didn't know either.
You wanted to know who you should try and get an interview with. My suggestion is George Soros.
How much money did you spend on North Dakota in the last year, George?
Exactly. Paying terrorists. I'd love to talk to him. I met a guy who was a Republican environmental activist. His whole mission in life was to get Republicans to be to basically engage in the discussion of solutions for the environment from a free market standpoint, rather than just say, you know, there isn't man-made global warming, go away. Anyway, that was kind of his mission, and he was going to have George Soros over to his house for lunch, and I said, could I come along? I'd like to be there and, like, have a little side conversation, but, yeah, he didn't let me. It didn't happen. I would love to hear Scott interview Heidi and Chucky together. You might need an extra blood pressure pill.
Yeah.
Chucky, I assume, is Chuck Schumer. And Heidi is, I assume, Senator Heitkamp. Two birds of a feather on the Democratic front in the U.S. Senate these days. Good suggestion, but not sure it's going to happen. I recommend an interview from Average Joe, Average Jane. I'd have the segment sponsored by a business, make sure they want to be interviewed, and give the average person a segment or show, on your show on Fridays. How do you select this Average Joe and Jane? Do people volunteer? I like the idea. More details. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard would be nice to hear. I'm guessing that person lives in South Dakota, but that's, we have talked to him at least once. I think with Jack Delrin at one time. Anyway, we'll add him to the list. Why don't we blow North Korea's missiles out of the sky every time they test one? I think because it's expensive to do so, but it would be a way to test our system. Not a bad idea. I don't think we have perfect accuracy either, so if they test one and it works, and then we try to blow theirs out of the water and it doesn't work, they're going to get a little emboldened. I don't know. You know, sort of like showing your hand there a little bit. I missed a few minutes away, but did you mention Steve, the names today, Piecnik? P-I-E-C-Z?
Sure.
N-I-K? How do you pronounce that, Todd?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, you're going to go with that? Did I mention him? No. Should I mention him? What did he do? You know, a few names that have come up today that are stumping me. Todd and I aren't watching enough CNBC. Is this guy on CNBC, too?
Don't know. I'll
find out. He's an American science fiction writer, former Department of State official. Okay. I did mention him. What did he do? We'll find out. We're on it. You also need to report some news on these pedophiles getting arrested, which many are connected to our government. Well, boy, where are these stories coming from today, Todd?
We'll need this guy, he says.
Yeah. Harold Hamm. Ask him about Continental Resources' 2018 drilling program. All right. Harold's been a guest before. We could do that.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you know Joel claims he has the number one talk show in the Midwest? Maybe he thinks Midwest ends at Fargo. LOL.
Or the company. They could mean the company Midwest. So from a technical standpoint, sure.
Yeah, you know.
He has a great talk show in his own company at his own place. Yeah, sure. That's probably true.
People who pay attention to ratings on radio shows are generally people who do advertising, and generally advertising agencies. And many of them tell us this program, because it is on four stations, including the Mothership, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, as well as our three other affiliates, that covers a bit of turf that is pretty extraordinary, that makes us the most listened to program on the Northern Plains. Now, everybody can find something they're number one, right? There's the tallest midget survey, right? So there's all kinds of...
Where's that survey?
All kinds of ways you can say that you're number one. And Joel's program in Fargo does well. So he can say, you know, it does better than the similar show in Omaha. Does anybody really care? You turn into the radio and say, is this interesting to me? Do I like this? I'll tune in again, right? And that's kind of what it's all about. So we're gratified. We thank you, our fine listeners. Mr. Heitkamp is a little bit consumed with the fact that he's not the most listened to on the Northern Plains. Drives him crazy, so he says it a million times to try to make it true. It's not. Whatever. Put on a good show.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a big month of InterOffice Furniture and Design, and Levi's here to tell us more about what is happening. Sounds like it's an exciting time, huh?
Of course, Scott. We always have something exciting going on at InterOffice. The month of August is no exception. We're actually having our showroom refresh sale. We always try to keep our best and newest trends on the floor, but have limited space and need to make room for some of the new things we saw at Neocon. So the entire month of August, we're going to be offering 50% off our showroom furniture. So we're looking at 50% off the lowest ticketed price. That's going to include our clearance items. In fact, we even have a few classic Airons that you'll be able to purchase for around $225. Standard prices, we're usually looking $700 to $1,200.
This is the time to buy, folks. Desks, will they be available too?
Yeah, we have a few modular workstations available, and we even have a beautiful maple wood veneer desk and credenza. So if you have a small business or just starting out, the sale is right up your alley. You'll be able to get top-quality commercial-grade furniture at unbelievable prices.
And if you mention you heard this ad on the flag, an additional 10% off your showroom purchase, so you could receive a total of 60% off the items on the showroom, and this is some of the most innovative furniture you'll find anywhere. Stop on out to Inner Office Showroom Refresh Sale, August only. Get there early. Items won't last long, and don't forget to mention AM 1100 The Flag. Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, InnerOfficeFargo.com, or call 232-3013.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way, in case I haven't mentioned that lately. Brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Been around since 1908. Oh, my gosh. That's right. They've been at this plumbing, heating, and air conditioning mechanical contractor service thing for a long time. Not just Bismarck, all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Ask about Link. That is your ticket to cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. If you're a building or business owner, this works. They're doing this in about 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. HATandSons.com for more, or call them at 701-223-3393. Also, we haven't yet got to our one call does it all, Delta call of the day. But here is, we love our callers, we love our listeners, and when you call and contribute, we love celebrating what you're doing. Here's a good example of one of those fine listeners for our friends at Delta.
Chris in Watford City, what's on your mind?
We're stewards of this land. We love the land. We're not going to dirty it up, muck it up. If we see an oil sheen on water, we're going to report it, suck it up, clean it up, fix it, the whole nine yards. And for those idiots that don't, there are more smart people out here than ever before who will call them out on their stupidity. And I think self-regulation is the best way to succeed with common sense regulatory oversight.
Interesting take. That calls shortly after our conversation with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt on the program. Exclusive radio interview for you here on What's on Your Mind that happened on Wednesday. Give Delta a call, 406-250-8151 for our friends in the oil industry. These are the folks that do it all. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, waiting for the call. 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. Andy Peterson is here. We're going to tell you about the policy summit that's coming up on Thursday. I want to get that on your calendar because it's a jam-packed policy summit with all kinds of topics, not unlike we tackle every day right here on the program. Andy, how are you?
Scott, I'm great. And you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to another policy summit. Was this your third or fourth? How many years have you been doing this?
So I believe this is our fourth. So I think so. I have to think about that. But it seems like we've always done it, and it's an exciting event that is happening in Bismarck next week.
And the topics you're going to tackle. What are you most excited about getting your arms around this week?
You know, we actually work with a committee that kind of helps us identify it. And so these are topics that affect all of North Dakota. The first topic we're tackling is trade. You know, Scott, we have 85%, nearly 85% of what we produce or grow in this state is exported around the globe. And so trade is really important in North Dakota. We've had a lot of trade talk, and there may be some renegotiation that needs to be done, but we're utterly dependent upon it. So we're talking about trade, number one. Number two, we are talking about North Dakota's energy future. Are we going to be producing energy with coal, natural gas, wind, hydro? What's the future energy mix, and where are we going? Of course, that's a national topic as well. But it really affects North Dakota because, as you know, we produce a lot of energy in the state, and so it's important. Then we'll be having the governor come talking about his agenda. What is the Main Street Initiative? You know, how is he going to reinvent government? He talks about all these things. We're going to have him do a 17-minute TED-like talk followed by a question and answer period and interview that I'll do. So we're excited to have him. And then one of the famous panels that we have every year, Scott, you know, it's called Views from the Right and the Left. And this year, we will have Majority Leader Carlson, Majority Leader,
Senator Warner, yep.
Thank you. Right. Yes, yep. Thank you. Thank you. Joan Heckman from the Democrats and Cory Mock as well. So we will have the majority and minority leaders from both sides of the aisle up on the stage talking about who is better to lead us into the future. So that's the Views from the Right and the Left. And then we're going to talk about higher education. Is it a sea change or the new normal? What is the future of higher education in this country? What does business want? And where are we going and how can we adapt? So those are the topics that we'll be talking about. I think all pertinent and all exciting in my mind.
Registration is at 8, starts at 9, and that last panel at Andrew
Martin
on higher ed starts at 3. So, yeah, you're out of there by 4:15, 5 o'clock. You had a jam-packed day of a lot of invigorating topics and things that are happening, a lot of interaction from the audience throughout the whole thing. So
yeah,
it's fun.
You're right. And, you know, we have an in-house texting system. So if you want to join into the conversation, you don't have to raise your hand and stand up. You can just text to the screen. Everybody sees it. And as well as the moderator and the panelists. So you can interact as well. And as long as the comments are appropriate and people are using civil language, you know, it goes up on the board. Obviously, if someone is saying something inappropriate, we'll try not to let that up there. But those comments are unfiltered except for any kind of inappropriate language. It goes up on the board. Everybody sees it. So it gets to be a lot of fun. And it's very interactive.
And we had a call earlier said, does Chamber help to make sure there's less regulations for businesses? And I thought, you know, I just take for granted that people know what the Greater North Dakota Chamber does, but only have a half a minute left. But give us the elevator pitch.
So what we do is we make sure that we have the best business climate of all 50 states. We're currently about number 4 or 5. And so we work to make sure that the tax, legal, and regulatory environment is one that businesses love and appreciate. So that's our mission. That's what we do. And we do it on behalf of the free enterprise system.
Fantastic. Andy, we'll see you on Thursday. That, by the way, is Thursday, the 17th. For more details, you can go to ndchamber.com. That's the website for the Greater North Dakota Chamber, ndchamber.com. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
See you on Thursday. Folks, what a great day. A lot of great suggestions on guests. Thank you so much for that. We didn't get to everybody. Lanston Thompson had an advertising question. Jonathan in South Dakota had a guest idea. Maybe, Manny, you can have him text us. Meanwhile, we'll see you Monday, folks. God bless you. What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.